Okay, let's get started with Brachas Yerushalmi Daf Samach Zayin. As we continue the march in Ketzin Mavarchin, all about the issues of Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona. Again, we thank the Elman family for sponsoring Maseches Brachas. Lilu Nishmas of Yehuda, Rabbi Yechiel Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Reb Chaim Asher Fegelman, Reb Gershon Lipa, Barley Basriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Berdemin Rubin, Aleya Mashalom. So we are on the top of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're speaking about a couple of interconnected sugyas. We've spoken about Iker and Tafel. We spoke about during the meal and after the meal. We spoke a little bit about desserts, about Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona, and what about what Bracha you make first? Chavivus versus Shivas Aminim, right? We never thought there was so much to talk about in terms of, I just want to eat my food, right? You have to know exactly the order and the bracha before and the bracha after, and we just have to be mindful of the fact that there is an issue, right? Half of the halacha is just to know that there is a halachic issue. Sometimes on Shabbos, if we have no idea that something is an issue on Shabbos, then we won't think there's a halachic issue in what I'm doing. I might not know what to do, but the first step is to know that there is a halachic issue that I could ask, and then I can know. So also by eating and brachas, we have to know exactly what the halachas are, and step number one, to know that there is an issue here that that has to be figured out. So we continue now, says the Gemara atop of Samach Zayin Amun Aleph. Rabbi Chelbo, Rav Huna, Rav, Bishem, Rabbi Chia Ruba. Rabbi Chelbo says the name of the great Rav Huna, the name of Rav Chia Ruba. Pas abavakisnin. Pas bread that comes in pockets. Acher hamazon, tuuna bracha lefaneu lachareha. So this opinion says that if somebody has pasaba bekisnin, let's call it a cookie, for dessert, acher hamazon, again, before we bench, so he needs a bracha beforehand and afterwards, according to this opinion. And Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yochanan Palig, Rabbi Ami says Rabbi Yochanan would argue on this. Says the Gemara, well, let's just finish the sentence and then we'll discuss it. Amar Rabbi Mana, Rabbi Chizkia, how far does Rabbi Yochanan go? Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, B'me'u palig, k'sha'achal me'oso amin be'emsa amazon. Does he only argue when you ate some of that food during the meal, and then he says that you wouldn't make a bracha achrona afterwards and just be yotze with benching? Is that what he said? Meaning, like we said yesterday, only if you had a certain type of mizonos we're talking about. Certain type of mizonos during the meal, and then you have it for dessert. That's where Rabbi Yochanan would say that you don't have to make a separate alamichya on the cookie, but you can be yotze with benching. But if you didn't have that during the meal, then he wouldn't? The Gemara says, no. Amar lei, answers Rabbi Chizkia, I feel lo achal me also amin v'emsa mazon. If he didn't, even if you didn't have the food during the meal, still, Rabbi Yochanan would argue and say, even if you have it for dessert, you do not have to make a separate bracha after eating it. Asa Reb Chaga, b'shem Reb Zeira, again, I feel lo achal me also amin v'emsa hamazon. Rabbi Yochanan would say it even if he didn't have that food during the meal. Okay, so of course we know, we paskin, that desserts are a big question. Many make a bracha on dessert, especially if it serves at the end of the end of the meal and everything else has been taken away already. Yesterday we spoke about what happens if you ate the same food during the meal as a tafel, and now you're eating it as an ikker, that also might get a bracha. But the pasaba bekisnin issue has never come up yet here in the Yerushalmi. So you know, pasaba bekisnin is a three-way machlokas rishonim. What exactly does it mean, pasaba bekisnin? The Haredim here quote some of the shitos. The Gemara talks about in Maseches Brachas in the Bavli on Daf Mem Beis, what is pas abav kistin? It's not pas. Pas is bread. We know pas is bread, and bread we have to make hamotzi and benchon. Doesn't matter how I eat the bread, right? Even if I'm eating the bread on the run, I still have to wash and I still have to bench. That's bread. But then there's something called pas abav kistin. It's not really fully bread. It's a type of bread kind of food. It's a bread in pockets. So that, the Gemara says, well, it depends if you're koveya su'uda on it or not. If you're koveya su'uda, if you set your meal on it, so then you have to wash and bench. But if you only eat it as a snack, if you're not koveya your meal on it, so then you wouldn't have to wash a bench. That would just stay a mizonos and alamichya. How do you determine if you're koveya your su'ud on it, every single person? Let's say you have pasal bekisnin. Let's say, you know, most people have it as a meal, but I don't. Or the opposite. Most people don't have this as a snack, but I'm going to have it as a meal. What do you go by? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim, the Ravid. The Rush quotes the Ravid, who says that every individual determines, based on his own unique eating habits. The Ravid says in the Rashi here on the Gemara in the sixth parak, Vibhaya Koveya Allah Afilu Mashahu, Mavarach Allah Betchila Hamotzi Labasov Gimel Brachas, Vinirin, and the Rash says, I like Rabbeinu Moshe. Rabbeinu Moshe says, no, Demachir Meinam Kovim, Afilu Kishahu Koveya, Einam Mavarech, Debasar Rovaz Lino, Badla Daito Ezekal Adam. So the Rash quotes a Machlokes Rishonim. What do you go by? And the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rosh and the Rashba, so it depends. You go by what most people, how most people eat it. The Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samach Ches Sifvav, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'machal Yimenu Shir, Sha'achirim Regilin L'Gvoa Alav. If you eat the amount, and in the way that most people are Koveya Su'udah on it, Afa Bishu Lo Savav Yimenu. Even if he himself is not satiated from it, Mavarech alav amos yibrech hazamazon. Right? You have to bench. And v'machal ashir achshirim ain kovet alav. If somebody eats the amount that most people do not kovei asuda, afal pishu hu kovei alav, ain mavarech alav b'rei m'nei mezonos, ubracha achas mein shalosh. Debat l'adai tzvei zil kol adam. So first of all, you go by the world. You don't go by individuals. How do you determine the world and how do you determine populations? Right? The Bir Halacha wonders there might be different populations for different kinds of people. Let's say the elderly might have different eating habits than teenage boys. So you might say that there's different kviya suda regularities and minhagim for, you might say, teenage boys have a certain amount of pasav abakisnin and kviya suda activities, while other groups, men versus women, it could be differences. The Bir Halacha has that question. What would you go by? We also hold that the kviya suda doesn't only have to be the pasav abakisnin. What if I use a little bit of pasav abakisnin, but that's part of my suda that I'm having? Let's say a cracker is pasav abakisnin. What if I have a cracker, but I also have herring, and I also have chalent, and I also have a bunch of other foods? So that already could be a kviya suda. One doesn't have to have enough pasav abakisnin by itself to warrant the hamotzi, right? Just putting all the ingredients together, that would be enough. And that's why the Aruch HaShulchan, right? We think we only have big smorgasbords in the 21st century and the 20th century. The Aruch HaShulchan in Navardic in 1900, Kuf Samaches, Sif Yud Ches, he talks about the smorgasbords there. And he says, I can't believe everybody's just eating making a mizonos and having a five-course meal while they walk around. He says, many gdolim screamed about this. Right? Well, what has been spread in our door? Bechal medina, shebeis eza simcha, orchim shulchanim, kama mine dugim, kama mine basar, vaochlim, impossible of a kisnin. They have fish and chicken and meat, and they eat it with a little bit of possible of a kisnin. Vyochlim, balonitilos yadayim, ubala motzi, uberchas amazon, elaberchas mazonos, ulabasov. Right, this type of baked item that is with oil, shakor and boimel, chala. It's clearly, they're being koveya suda. They just don't like to call it kviya suda. Even if you don't eat so much of the pasav abakisnin, as we just said, if you satiate yourself from the items that are eaten with the pasav abakisnin, chayavim lito yudeyam. Afkish ochlim ma'at pas. Only a few of the gedolim don't eat too much at the smorgasbord. Or they go, now we're very frum. So some caterers put the chalada, okay, can wash a bit. So now we only get into Hilchas Derech Eretz. We don't get into Hilchas Brachas. You know, how much are we eating before we actually get up to the meal? But he says, Aval rov hamon Yisrael ein shomer matzma mizeh. Al kein bevadeh chalila la'asos kein. Ach ein biyado limchos ki yadua. But what can I do? Anyway, so that's the Aruch HaShulchan who emphasizes to us that it doesn't, it's not just the pasav abakisnin, but all the other foods also combine. But what is pasav abakisnin? So through a machlokas rishonim, and we don't have to make any decisions here. You know why? Because the Shulchan Aruch quotes all three opinions. Shulchan Aruch quotes all of these three opinions are considered pasav abakisnin. Rabbeinu Hananel quotes what we might call a pie. The type of bread that's baked with on it. You have honey and sugar and nuts and spices. maybe pizza, we'll talk about that in a second, but some type of dough with sweet things put upon it. That's Rabbi Nachmanano. The Rambam says it's a dough that it itself is made with honey and oil and milk and spices, what we would probably call a cake. Right, you have the dough that itself is made with all the sweet spices. The Rama says it has to be noticeable that it's sweetened with these ingredients. If you can't notice that it's sweetened with these ingredients, then it's not, that doesn't make it possible b'kistin. That stays pas. Right, and that is, by the way, the issue of what's called mizonos bread. If you can't tell it's any sweeter than any other bread, then Rabbi Forst talks about this a lot in his Sefer, then it's a motzi. Who are we tricking? The Rama says it has to be a nikar that it tastes differently. Then you might ask the question, what if your challah is always very sweet? And, you know, it tastes like cake always. So then does that become pas b'kistin and not pas? Okay, good kasha. That's number two. And the third, Rav Haigo quotes what we would call a cracker, something thin and brittle. So pie, cake, cracker, right? All of those three, they're all quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. There are some poskim that say if something is created dafka to be pasaba b'kisnin and dafka using apple juice and something else dafka to solve this problem, so Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva about that in Chelik Beis where he says maybe yesh makom lahakel if it's dafka made for that purpose. But other poskim are not a fan of that, and they assume there's no such thing as mizonos bread. If it looks like bread and it tastes like bread, that it is bread. So all three shittas are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Samaches Siv Zayin. So by all of them, we have to assume that they are possible b'kistin in this regard. Yesh b'farshim, Shulchan Aruch quotes in all three. Pasha asikim kisim, malin dvash, and all the different foods. But there is one other Shulchan Aruch that's important. Not Kuf Samaches Zayin, but Kuf Samaches Yud Zayin. Turn the page, a couple of pages. The Shulchan Aruch says, Pashtida, a type of Pashtida is like a kugel, we would call. That's how it's usually used. Pashtida, hanefes betanur, bebasar ubedagim obigvina, that's baked with, you have a meat kugel, or a fish kugel, or a cheese kugel. Mivarech aleha hamotzi uberchas amazon. What? Hamotzi uberchas amazon? What's that talking about? What's this pashtida? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu b'dolokav alayu. Even if you weren't kovei asuda on this pashtida, you just had a bite. Why? V'lo dami l'pasav b'kisnin. This is not pasav b'kisnin. D'lom avarech alayu amotzi, b'dolokav asuda alayu. Why? The shiny hasam, the ein esuin ela l'kinuach suda ulumetika. Those are made to be snack foods. Those are made to take a little bite. Mashekid pashtida is meant to be the meal. That's made to be the meal. Shememula b'basar. What we might call a calzone, right? I haven't had a calzone in many decades, but if I remember, the calzones are these huge dough things filled with, I don't know, meat or cheese, and that's your meal. That's your meal, but it's filled with dough. So the Shulchan Aruch says, that's bread. That's pas. That's not pas b'kisnin. If it's made as a meal food, not as a snack food, so that is pas. So that is the issue regarding pizza. Again, I can't tell how pizza was eaten 40 years ago or 50 years ago, but most poskim say that bisman hazeh pizza is hamotzi, even a little bit, even if you're not kovei asuda. Why? Because pizza is a meal food. It's like this pashtida. It's not possible b'kistin. People, you know, you go out to pizza. That's lunch. So that's why most poskim say that if one has pizza, so then that's considered pas, not pas b'kistin. There is a misora b'shem Rav Moshe Feinstein that if you have less than two slices, so then one can make a mizonos. If one has that misora, that's fine. It could be that Rav Moshe gave that psak at a time when people ate pizza more on the run. And they didn't go out for pizza, so you don't know. But again, if somebody has that misora, they have that misora. And again, Rav Asher Weiss defends, he has a couple of shubas where he defends the custom of making mizonos on it if one has that custom. But again, many poskim say, though, that it is hamotzi and one should wash on it. Okay, so that's a little bit about pas haba b'kisnin. We continue now. And again, we hold that you make a, right, like a Rabbi Yochanan, that you will not make a bracha achrona if one eats any of these pasavah b'kisnids for dessert. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, Bar Sisoi, first name was Levi, Bar Sisoi, Havi, Elaine, Dinasaya, Mishalchen, Lein, Nik, Lavasin. The house of the Nasi used to send him very fancy foods. this niklavasin, which is some type of fancy food, the type of pasta babakisnin. Vavi shavak lon basim izona. And he used to save it for the end of the meal, save it for dessert. Often you save, you know, what you want, what you like, the fanciest. Muvar chalet, chila basof. So he paskin that you do make a bracha, beforehand and afterwards. Rav Huna achal tamrin im pis, even before that. There is a discussion the Meiri has. The Meiri has a whole sefer called the Magen Avos. The Meiri has a commentary we know on all of Shas, but he also has a sefer here, Magen Avos, where he talks about the differences in the Minhagim between Svard and Ashkenaz, and it's all about defending Minhagim that he's aware of. That the whole sefer is defending Minhagim. They have a new beautiful edition, and he has Inyanim. 24 Inyanim. So if you look in Inyan number 17, Ha'inyan Shivasar. So he talks about the minog that many, where he was, has, that they don't make brachas on dessert. They don't make brachas on dessert. And he was asked that. It's against the Gemara, it's against the Shulchan Aruch, and against the... So he says, Hame'iri, Sheim Noagim Levarech Beferes Abar Mal HaShulchan, Achar Achilas Tavshil, everybody makes a bracha on dessert, Achar She'edem Boz Bachwa Dasuda, they don't come for the meal, Kibistama shel shmua, like the stomach of the shmua, the anu e nogin bazaklala. We don't do that. We don't make brachas on desserts. The Meiri saying says, Odir alanu, he says, they saw meviim lanu achar to the mine peris, volidim avarcha balayim, el shenu nismachim abirchas apas, we were yotzi with amotzi. That's kolal everything. Vitzavchu v'gilgalu aleinu, and they screamed at us, what are all these mishnayas and this experik of brachas and the Shulchan Aruch? Well, the Shulchan Aruch wasn't written yet, right? And all the poskim says, what do you do? So he says, I have to explain. Namti lahem, I told them, says the Meiri, be'emes sugyas hashmua kachi muchachas. You look at the sugyo, you're right. Elash anu nusmachim al taima de mistaver. But we rely on the following. That Tosfos already says that in the olden days they mamish switched the tables. They took the table away, they brought a new table, right? Shoyalem Seder Bisuda Veloy Ma'arvin Pasim Peres Klal. There was no chance that there was going to be bread eaten with dessert. There was no chance because everything was removed and everything was new. Aval anu enanu misalkin daitina manapas and shalika shulchan. When we have dessert, we have some pieces of bread on the table still. And sometimes, you know, sometimes people eat bread with their, my father sometimes wanted to be motzi midei suffix. He used to eat a little bread with his kompot. Right? That, v'harbi pa'amim anu ochlim pasim peiris abon lachasuda. He says, v'akol nikra b'toch hasuda shi'salak ha'shulchan. So he says, number one, I think the metzias might be different. He says, number two, I think nowadays, says the Meiri, and I think it might be Kol Shekein nowadays, I'm not saying to change the psak. Most people say to make a bracha on dessert, and that's fine. But he says, we all know that dessert's coming. We look forward to dessert. We even leave a space in our stomach for dessert. We want to make sure that we don't have too much of the chicken, because we know this family, this Balas Habayis, makes unbelievable cake. So we dafka. So is that going to be called, Machmas Asuda? Okay, maybe not, but... Well, you can understand, says the Meiri. He says, "She'ena shmua ne'meres b'mi shekava daito akach mitchilas asuda v'chemen astam l'chol b'nei chabura shekol b'nei chabura daito mitchilas achilasam al kol ma shabali batim anichim lefneiam ha'ena dvar mamurim ella bebalabai shebolo peiros mi bachutz mitoch hayeyush." Right? I didn't even know they were going to bring this to me. Oaf mishalo, I didn't realize they were bringing it out. So he says, that's what I think. He says, and what's a smach to this? Not a smart, right? So, if you know Shas Poskim, where do you get this from? He says, look in the Yerushalmi. Bar Sisoi got something from the Bein Nisia. He got this Niklosin. Why does it have to emphasize that he got this from the Bein Nisia? Maybe it was a surprise. Maybe he didn't really usually get this. And that's why he had to make the bracha beforehand. He says, you see, Alma Shabon Lo Menachutz Nemra. Unbelievable. So, he knew this Yerushalmi. And he says, therefore, that's defending the classic custom. Right? We're not saying to change any minog, but that is the Meiri. If somebody doesn't make a bracha on desserts, yeshlem al malismo from the Meiri, you know the dessert's coming, so then that would potter. Okay, we continue. Rav Huna. Remember, Rav Huna in the Yerushalmi is Rav Huna from the Bavli. Rav Huna achal tamarin im pisusei. He ate dates with his bread. Amale Rav Chia bar Ashi, polak atal rabcha. Right, he ate the dates during the meal. Do you argue on your Rebbe, meaning Rav? Shovkin Mazer Mizonech, Vat Mavarach Leitchil Vasof. You have a chance to make more brachas. Right, so why don't you wait till the end of the meal, eat it for dessert, and then you can make a bracha before and then afterwards. Right, they say more shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, you can make more bracha, like the Haredim says in the middle of the wide lines, L'rabos bibrachos adif, v'haylo la'nicha nachar amazon, kodeh brachas amazon. Right, why don't you push it later? Again, this has to be weighed with bracha she'en etzricha, that's true, but at least in this story, you should wait, amar lei. So Rav Chuna answers, inun inun ikar nigisasi. No, this is my main course. He says, I don't have any other main course. I don't have chicken and meat. I have these dates with my bread. So I'm not waiting for afterwards. I'm not just going to have bread for my meal, right? So this is my main course. So therefore, I am not pushing, I'm not pushing it off. Okay. You know, we have to, related to that Aruch HaShulchan you mentioned, and even here now, we have to recognize, you know, our eating habits in general. There's a whole sefer Rabbeinu Bachai wrote. Maybe at the end, if we have time today, we'll look through some of the things. Rabbeinu Bachai wrote a whole sefer called Shulchan Shel Arba. Shulchan Shel Arba, because he says, we spend so much of our time eating and focused on food, we Orthodox Jews. You know, we eat Shabbos and Yontif, but also as human beings. As human beings, there are so many halachas and so many ways that we could sanctify our eating. So he said, beforehand and afterwards and during. He has a whole sefer here quoted in the Kisvei Rabbeinu Bachai, 20-30 pages sefer on Shulchan Shel Arba. And he goes through all the halachas and all the hashkafas of eating and food. Just to quote you one minug, we quoted this in a parsha shir many years ago, because I think he writes this on his commentary on Chumash also. He says there was an ancient minug in Sarfas that the Gedolim Shebet Sarfas v'haparnasim Balei Achsanya Shenogu Minag Nichban Ma'od. Right, the minag of shal shulchan shelahem sheachilu lav asaniim belechtam. Right, the table, the wooden table that they used to feed aniim on during their lifetime, they used to cut it and make it into their coffin, right, when they died, so that the schus of all the mitzvahs that they did at their table, you know, would come with them to the future. Whoa, it says belechtam lebeis olamim sheosim imenu aron veluchos shenikbarim bahem v'kolzeh la'orer v'lekvah b'levot. But it's not only for them, but it's for now, for me to realize how many mitzvahs I have to do at this table. Ki ha'adam elu yagiu siu la'av v'yala la'ashra o'osher kamelach shlomo lo yisa b'yadam ha'uma. It's not coming with you. It's not coming with you. Ki ha'matov she'osev atztaka shu merachim esu aniyim v'chein tzorach she'yadabar divrei Torah ala shulchan. Divrei Torah v'al bishu meverich alav brachas ha'mechuyevas lo. You can't be yotze divrei Torah with brachas. Right? Oh, we talk Torah. We made a bracha. No. V'uasid gamkin levarech ha'mezono. Eino niftar bevarech ha'mezon elam kein medaber divrei Torah. And that's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. You have to talk divrei Torah. So there's a lot to say about eating. That's what this whole parak is about. Okay. They went to the wedding of this great rabbi. They brought them these cookies after the meal. They said, you know what? We're not sure about the Tanoim because it's a machlokas. So we don't know about what to do with these brachas, to make a bracha before and afterwards. So nishpok ulpana. I'm sorry. There's machlokas amoraim. So let's leave this machlokas amoraim. V'nesi lan lamasnisa. Let's try to find something in the Tanoim that answers our question. Because we have this machlokas amoraim, right? We don't know what to do, right? Look in the Haredim. He explains the exact question. Yeshlis topic. Last Haredim on the page. Yeshlis topic. Should we say it's a machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? So should we go by the regular rules? Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, halachas like Rabbi Yochanan. Or Rav was quoting it in the name of Rabbi Chiya. So maybe Rabbi Chiya beats Rabbi Yochanan. So they weren't sure who to paskin like. Weren't you with a paskin like? So they said, okay, let's find the brisa. So they found the following brisa. The Tani of Mana, Amar, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Pasa Babakizra Lachar, Amazon, Tuna Bracha, Lafnao Lachareha. The brisa says that Pasa Babakizra cookies for dessert need a bracha before it and a bracha afterwards. But they said, oh, the brisa is only in the name of Adas Yachid. Amri Mikivan Dehu Yechidai, since the brisa is only in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Varabana Pligi Lave, Mistama the Rabbanan argue on that. Navid Karabanan. So let's go like the Rabbanan, meaning we'll make a bracha beforehand, but we won't make a bracha afterwards, and that is what we paskin as well. That's one way to read the Gemara, according to the Haredim, and according to others as well. Interesting. So the Omachalik between, you know, the Amoraim can't help us out here, because we're not sure about the rules, so let's go back to the Tanoim. There's a lot to say about that, but we'll leave that for now. So the Gemara continues. V'yaflo b'maisa kedera. Also, no Maisa Kedera, meaning we're going back to the last line of the Mishnah on yesterday's daf. Beis Shammai made a statement that we weren't sure if Beis Shammai was referring to the line right beforehand in the Mishnah or earlier in the Mishnah. Remember what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah had two statements. The Mishnah said, if I make a bracha on bread, that potters everything else, the parperis. Bread potters all the other mizonos, even let's say. But if I make a bracha on the mizonos, on the parperes, then it's not going to potter the bread. And Beis Shammai said, it's not even going to potter the other cooked item, Maisa Kedera. So the Gemara first assumes it's going on the last line. So we'll see. Let's continue. Amar Mirena, Spar Yoshua, Ahein Da'achli, Gerizmi, Visalis, somebody who eats Gerizmi, which is an inferior type of cookie. Visalis, and then a fine type of cookie, made out of fine flour. Afa Gavdu Mavarech ala Grizmisa, even though he made a bracha on the Grizmisa, Bisofa Lopater Sulsa. Right, if afterwards he eats this fancy cookie, it doesn't cover it. If I eat something inferior, something tafel, so then it's not going to potter the more serious mizonos. So the Gemara says, Ma, ke Beis Shammai. Is that following Beis Shammai? The Beis Shammai Omer Aflo Maisa Kedera? Because yesterday, what did the Mishnah say? If you read Beis Shammai as commenting on the line right before Beis Shammai, so what did the Mishnah say? If I make a bracha on bread, it doesn't potter the parperis. But if I made a bracha on the parperes, it doesn't potter the bread. So Beis Shammai was saying, and if you make a bracha on parperes, it doesn't potter the Maisa Kedera either. Meaning, if you make a bracha on one mizonos, it's not going to potter the other mizonos. So is that what the Shita is saying? If you eat the Grizmisa, it's not going to potter the Sulta? Is he saying like Beis Shammai? I would rather not say that. Beis Shammai is a Shita Tchuya. Right? Not just one we don't paskin like, but it's Mamish a Shita Tchuya. We'll get back to that maybe. But the Shem Rabbi Yossi, Debra Yakoli. No, Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's Debra Yakol, meaning, if they add in a few words, Beis Shammai is not commenting on the line right beforehand of the Mishnah. He's going back on there. Everybody agrees to that, according to this reading of the Gemara. Everybody would agree, if you make a bracha on one mizonos that's been eaten as a tafel, that if there's a different mizonos that's an ikker, you have to make a new bracha on that. Everybody agrees to that. Reis Shammai is commenting on the Reisha. On the Reisha, when the Reisha says that if you eat bread, it potters the parperes. And Beis Shammai is going back on the earlier point, that if I make a bracha on the tafel, it doesn't potter the ikker, even if it's the same bracha. Even if it's the same bracha. Mizonos and mizonos. That's what Beis Shammai is referring to. In other words, and the Gemara explains it. Birech ala pas pater asa paperis. That's my sakadera. Kedivir Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, if you make a bracha on bread, that paters everything. Beis Shammai omrim lo pater as my sakadera. No, you make a bracha on the bread. It doesn't pater the my sakadera if it is, not the same, with the das. Avalim birech ala parperis tchila. But if you make a bracha on parperis, kol ha'amamodit lo pater as parperis lo asbaizek adeira. Everybody would agree to that, that it doesn't pater it. And that's why the story, the people who eat the grizmi and don't make a bracha on the soles, need to make another bracha on the soles, that would be lekule alma. Period. Finishing up this section, Rabbi Abba, Breder, Papi, Boi, according to a number of Mepharshim, this is going back to a question we had on yesterday's daf and the day before, back on Samachay, Amabay, Samach Vavam, and Aleph. Ahein da'achal soles, those who eat soles, some type of an appetizer flour dish. Some type of, I don't know, bereka type of thing. Ubedaite mecho pita, and he's going to eat a bread. Mao mevarchal suta besofa. Do you have to make an alamichya before you eat the bread meal? Rabbanan tekesrim pashtin leit sorach levarach lebasof. Yes, you have to. We don't paskin that way, but this is another opinion that says that you have to in this case. We don't want to say that he holds like Beis Shammai here. The Gemara often says, maybe he holds like a das yachid. The Gemara often says, oh, this mission is like Rabbi Yossi, and this mission is like A, and this mission is like B. But Beis Shammai, we never liked to say that. Beis Shammai is more of a Shita Dechuya. Why is Beis Shammai more of a Shita Dechuya? The Gemara says even, Beis Shammai b'makam Beis Hillel eino Mishnah. Eino Mishnah. That doesn't mean that it's Bittul Torah to study Beis Shammai. Right? It's not Bittul Torah to study those to any Shita Dechuya that's in Shas. But to Paskin at all, Beis Shammai is not even a Shita that you can rely on B'Shas HaTchak. Right? Sometimes the Gemara says, Kedai Reb Shimon Lisboch Allah B'Shas HaTchak. But Beis Shammai is not even that. So why is that? Because the Chazal totally rejected Beis Shammai, probably based on the Baas Kol. There's only a Baas Kol that went out about Beis Shammai. Remember the Baas Kol in Erev in Daf Yud Gimel in the Bavli, where the Baas Kol said, we pass on like Beis Hillel. So the Baas Kol itself rejected Beis Shammai. And also, the Mesillas Yesharim says that it would have been dangerous if we just leave Beis Shammai out there like another Shita Tchuya, that you could follow the Beis Shammai too, b'di'eved. But then there's a danger. You want one opinion? Okay. But two opinions, shelo yasu kishtei toros. There's just the danger of the Torah being splintered off. It's already splintered off, but they're splintered off even more because of it's a whole group of people, a whole group. It's not just the, let me just, if I can find the Mesillas Yesharim here, in Perek Chaf, says the Mesillas Yesharim, V'nim Seis Lamed, Shabbalas Chassid, you're talking about Chassidus, being finding the exact, the Mishkal HaChassidus, Shini Machlod B'Sharim Beis Hillel, who inyan Kaved Yisrael, V'sov Sov Nigmar Shalacha K'Beis Hillel La'olam, Hine Kiyuma Shal Torah, Shekmar Din Ze Yishoer B'chol Tokef La'ad U'la'ol Me'olamim, this Gemar Din of Halakha Beis Hillel, V'lo Yechlash B'Shum Panim, Shalo Tase Torah, Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Chilu Kishtei Toros. And therefore, even L'chumra, like Beis Shammai, we don't go, because we have to make sure that the Torah stays as one. And that's the whole idea of Lo Sasur. Even so, we have so many splinterings of Ashkenazim and Sephardim and different Minhagim of different, but if we would have a whole group of followers of Beis Shammai, that would be even more dangerous and leave open the possibility of the splintering of the Am. That's why, in general, Beis Shammai is more rejected, unless there are some cases that Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai l'charchila, just by the evanats, like going back to make a bracha achrona where you ate. We're going to get to that Beis Shammai later on in the Masechta, but other than that, generally, we reject Beis Shammai totally. Okay, we will stop here.